Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Module 11, Defense Against Hackers. The best defense is a good offense. Rather than reacting to attacks once they've occurred, a wise strategy is to prepare proactive measures so that if the time comes, you can completely bypass the attack or lessen the blow of it. Cryptography. Cryptography is basically defined as a secret method of writing. This is done so that only authorized parties are able to interpret the message. It is used in various industries, such as banking and health, to protect the privacy and security of companies and customers' or patients' information. Examples of encryption methods include International Data Encryption Model, IDEA, Advanced Encryption Standards, AES, Data Encryption Standard, DES. Digital Forensics. By many, computer systems have become a tool for committing various crimes. Because of this, law enforcement officials have decided to use this very
created
tool to
with
counteract
free version
the criminals'
for non-commercial
use of computers
use.
To commit online and offline crimes. In essence, they have decided to fight fire with fire. In digital forensics, law enforcement collects and analyzes the data in such a way that it can be used in court against the perpetrator. Examples of cases where digital forensics was used. BTK killer. Dennis Rader was convicted of a string of serial killings that occurred over a period of 16 years. Towards the end of this period, Rader sent letters to the police on a floppy disk. Metadata within the documents implicated an author named Dennis at Christ Lutheran Church. This evidence helped lead to Rader's arrest. Joseph E. Duncan III. A spreadsheet recovered from Duncan's computer contained evidence that showed him planning his crimes. Prosecutors used this to show premeditation and secure the death penalty. Sharon Lopatka. Hundreds of emails on Lopatka's computer led investigators to her killer,
created
Robert
with
Glass.
Free version for non-commercial
intrusion
use.
Detection. Intrusion detection is a vital asset to a computer system. Intrusion detection systems, IDSs, inform the administrator or a security information and event management system of unauthorized programs or people on the network. There are a variety of IDSs to choose from. When looking to invest in an IDS, there are several questions to ask yourself. What does our business need in an IDS? Will our network support the IDS system? Can we afford an IDS? What do we do if something goes wrong with the IDS? As our business grows, we can still use this IDS. Some manufacturers of IDSs include Dakota Alert Incorporated, Juniper Networks, Linear LLC, PureTech Systems Incorporated, Telguard. Legal recourse. The majority of computer hacking crimes are punishable under the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act. There may be additional penalties under state law.
Created with free version
for
non-commercial use.
There are penalties for committing the following offenses involving computers. Obtaining national security information. Accessing a computer and obtaining information. Trespassing in a government computer. Accessing a computer to defraud and obtain value. Intentionally damaging by knowing transmission. Recklessly damaging by intentional access. Negligently causing damage and loss by intentional access, trafficking in passwords, extortion involving computers. Penalties may include monetary and/or prison sentences. For example, an individual who is found guilty of a first offense of illegally obtaining national security information can serve up to 10 years in prison. Case study. Frank and Joel are talking about the importance of doing their best to prevent hackers from getting to their system. And if by chance they are able to break in, what can be done to bring them to justice? Frank says since their bank holds a lot
created
of private
with free
information
version
of
for
their
non-commercial
customers,
use.
They need to consider some type of encryption method so only their employees can interpret data. Joel says an intrusion detection system would also be a good idea so they can be notified of suspicious activity before it causes too much damage. They both agree researching how digital forensics works and legal recourse that can be taken against cyber criminals will be worth their while.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.